This is Wade Rath with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. In 1987, only 1 in 14 American adults expressed no religious preference. But by 2012, the number had risen to 1 in 5. Merle Haggard, country music legend who with Buck Owens created the Bakersfield sound and sung of outlaws, underdogs, and mothers, passed away at 79. In a rarity, Don Blankenship, former CEO of giant Massey Coal Company, received a one-year prison sentence for safety negligence and a $250,000 fine for his misdemeanor conviction and role in killing 29 miners in his coal mine. Equally hard to believe is that the Department of Labor issued regulations finally that financial advisors and brokers handling IRAs and 401k accounts have to act in the best interest of their clients rather than sliding them into high-cost investments. Facebook shut down a half dozen of its sites that were being used as a weapons bazaar in the Middle East for guided missiles, machine guns, and other arms. The Dutch voted 61-38% to reject a deal already signed between the EU and Ukraine. After a debate of 2.5 years, France passed a bill penalizing clients of prostitutes rather than the women themselves. Globally, executions are up according to Amnesty International. 2015 saw 1,634 people put to death, a 50% increase over the 1,061 recorded in 2014. A bill to protect Confederate states and their statues failed in the Louisiana legislature. 1.5 million families in the U.S. live on less than $2 per day. 12 million children live below the poverty line, or 17% of all U.S. children, if you see it that way. Only 23 of 100 poor families actually receive TANF or welfare benefits at all. New Treasury rules designed to stop tax evasion by preventing companies from reincorporating in foreign countries has killed a merger between drug giants Pfizer and Allergan. Men armed with machetes have killed a secular activist at a crowded intersection in Dhaka, the Bangladeshi capital, according to police. The latest in a series of grisly attacks on intellectuals and bloggers who've written critically about militant Islam on social media. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.